This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Nandish Shah, a technical research analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us 3 buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. Nifty gained 69 points on the first day of the week to close at 11,247. Last week, Nifty consolidated in a narrow range of 11,375 to 11,240 for the first 4 sessions and broke that range on the lower side in the last session of the week. During that fall last Friday, Nifty took support at 20-day exponential moving average, which is placed at 11,122 currently. This support also coincides with the support derived from the rising wedge lower trend line. In the Nifty options segment, we have seen put writing at 11,100 during the last 2 days. Therefore, there are multiple pieces of evidence that suggest the Nifty is likely to find strong support around 11,100 levels, and unless it closes below that, the uptrend is still intact. On the higher side, Nifty has been finding stiff resistance in the range of 11,350 to 11,400. If we were to draw an upward sloping trend line adjoining major bottoms of October 2018 and September 2019, it projects the strong resistance in the zone of 11,350 to 11,400. This range acted as a support in history and now it is expected to act as resistance going forward. Nifty mid and small cap indices have outperformed the benchmark in August till now, where Nifty mid cap and small cap indices are up 6% and 8% respectively against a 1.5% rise in the Nifty till now. The advance decline ratio has been positive for the 10 out of 11 trading sessions in August till now. So analyst said his advice is to remain long in Nifty with the trailing stop loss of rupees 11,100 levels. Resistance is seen in the range of 11,350 to 11,400 levels. The focus of the traders should be on mid and small caps that are likely to continue their outperformance for the coming weeks and months, said the analyst. Here are 3 buy calls for the next 2 to 3 weeks. EIH is the first call with a target price of rupees 90 and stop loss is rupees 73. Upside potential for this call is 14%. The stock has broken out on the daily line chart where it has closed at 4 months high. Volumes have been rising along with the price rise during the last few days. The short-term trend is positive where the stock price is trading above its 5 and 20-day simple moving average. Plus DI is placed above the minus DI while the ADX line is placed above 25 indicating momentum in the uptrend. Just Dial is the second call, also a buy call with a target price of Rs. 450, stop loss is Rs. 380 and upside potential is 10%. The stock has broken out from the consolidation of the last 1.5 months on the daily chart with a rise in the volumes and closed at 2 months high. The short-term trend of the stock is positive as it is trading above its 5 and 20-day simple moving average. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI, MFI and MACD are showing strength in the stock. Plus DI is placed above the minus DI indicating strength in the uptrend. Balrampur Chini Mills is the third call with a target price of Rs. 163, stop loss is Rs. 135 and upside potential is 11%. The stock has broken out on the daily chart to close at 6 months high. The primary trend of the stock is positive where it is trading above its 200-day simple moving average. The stock is forming a bullish higher tops, higher bottom on the daily chart. Daily RSI oscillators are placed above 60 levels indicating a bullish setup for the stock. Plus DI is placed above the minus DI, while the ADX line is placed above 25, indicating momentum in the uptrend. Remember, all the 3 stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas, but more a positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.